Chapter 1. 1982.
How old are you, anyway?
The guy asking had long strawberry-red hair and wore only shorts and a single sock. He'd tattooed a treble clef on his Adam's apple that started a symphony of notes all over his chest and abs. His name was Strat, and whenever his shirtless torso showed up in Rock Beat, Lynn went crazy trying to play the song he'd had drawn on his body. It sounded like crap. 18, asshole, I snarled. Letting loose a yard-long cone of cigarette smoke, I stamped out what was left of my cigarette. You going to call or what? He and Indy snickered. I saw them look at each other over their cards. They thought they had my bra off next. They were wrong. Only two hands beat a full house, and if one of them had a straight flush or four of a kind, I was tits to the rail.
I'll raise you.
Strat tossed a 10 in the center of the table. We'd been going for 4 hours already. Indy had met me on the beach and, after a short chat, invited me to play poker. Yoni and Lynn were already in the hotel room for the possibility of a threesome, which was how I'd ended up on the beach alone. But poker? I could do poker. My friends hadn't lasted long. Yoni and Lynn had passed out when they ran out of cash. Keeping up with a couple of cash-rich rockers who didn't know what to do with their first chunk of advance money was hard. Indy slash Indiana McCaffrey played guitar for Bullets and Blood. I'd met him on the beach first. I'd stayed cool, even though he was completely gorgeous and charming, but when Strat came into the hotel suite, I almost had a coronary. I was a huge fan. I'd played their debut album, Kentucky Killer, for 2 weeks straight until Dad took my cassette. Took the Walkman, too. I bought another of each but hid them. Call, I said, tossing in my 10. Indy threw down his cards.
Y'all are too rich for me.
Indy had sun-kissed brown hair and a ginger beard. He was down to his skivs and a bandana around his neck, toned and tan from head to toe. I'd taken all of his money, and Strat and I had been pretty equally matched. Now I was going to break him.
Too rich and too young, Strat said, popping a peanut.
Lynn coughed on the couch, stretched. God, please don't let her puke. I told you, I'm 18. I don't know if I mentioned this. I wasn't 18. I won't say if I was younger or older. You can go figure it out. Strat laughed.
Fly girl.
Fly girl was a pretty common way to address a girl in the 80s, crossing race and geography, but I still felt as if it made me attractive to him. Strat chewed his peanut as if it had the mass of a pack of gum, chin up, looking at me in my bra. I felt naked. I was naked, but I hadn't felt like it until his eyes swung around the curves of my body. I wanted to tell him to go fuck himself, but he finished before I could get a mental jacket on.
You got a mouth like an old lady, Strat said.
His stare froze me in place. The backs of my thighs got sticky on the pleather.
Never heard a girl talk like you.
Green was the rarest eye color, and his looked like precious Chinese jade. He was so hot. A hot rock star. I put my cards down, snapping each one in the fan as I laid them out. Ace is full of sevens. You got anything in your hand besides your dick? Indy whooped.
She's got you, Stratty boy. The pot and... what do you have left? Pants and a sock, bro. Go for the sock.
Indy was an amateur. He was beautiful and brilliant, but he didn't act 20. He acted like the guy's my own age. 18, or whatever. Strat hadn't taken his eyes off me. Hadn't even glanced at my full house. Didn't even look down when he laid his cards on the table. I couldn't move for too many seconds. His look wasn't a look. It was a black hole, all gravity. I tore myself from his gaze and looked at his cards.